Unit 11. Exercise F. Listening. Page 59.
Well, Jade, you've done the research for your project, The Big Bang, so let's go through what you found and I'll answer any questions you have.
It appears that the Big Bang is a scientific theory of how the universe emerged roughly 13.7 billion years ago. The phrase Big Bang is used both to mean a point in time when the expansion of the universe began and more generally to explain the origin and expansion of the universe.
Yes, Jade, well done. Basically, it's an explanation for the beginning of the universe. So tell me, what did you learn about matter as far as the theory is concerned?
If I've understood correctly, the universe today is expanding because all matter is moving outwards. So if we follow this movement back in time, we come to the conclusion that at one time all matter was concentrated together.
Precisely. And then for some reason, which has yet to be explained, it exploded and that sent all the material outwards. This then triggered a chain of events leading to the creation of the galaxies, stars, planets, and the beginning of life on Earth.
Yes, and I found out that nanoseconds, that's a really short time after the Big Bang, the whole universe was made up of a hot, thick cloud of hydrogen atoms. Because it was so dense, the atoms collided violently, which caused a lot of the hydrogen atoms to fuse together and form helium.
Interestingly enough, that's actually what is going on at the core, that is, the centre of a star too. Anyway, once the Big Bang had occurred, it took a couple of hundred million years for the hydrogen and helium to collect together into enormous gas clouds pushed by gravity. These were the beginnings of simple galaxies. Well, time's getting on, so we'll continue this at our next meeting.